Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Great show to share today. The best way to do that is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon link in the upper right hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the beautiful photos and videos and stories and so forth. I'm sure you all can hear that. And I would just say, I don't know if any of the rest of you are having issues with things not working right, but y'all know what Mercury retrogrades are like and things don't work. If I didn't know better, I would swear every planet in the universe is in retrograde because things are just not flowing or working. And everybody I know is having issues. And of course, a little static on the air right here on live radio would be kind of the minor and least of our issues going on right now, technically here. So we can explain to you what's going on. As always, I'm here, and Animal World's production engineer is doing his best to get things working around here. Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good, Martha. Good morning, Martha. Well, man, everything is out of whack.
It is one of those weeks. Well, I know, aside from the fact that I got absolutely smoked in this week, and it has been so smoky. And then I think, was it Wednesday? I got up and when I went to use water, no water. Well, and usually if they're doing something on the water around here, they let you know ahead of time. So I figured it was a problem. I walked out to the driveway and the water thing was off of my water meter. And there's a crew working down the road. And wouldn't you know, we had a complete water main break right next to the road that I'm on, right in front of me, just down a little ways. And they were working like crazy to try to save the road and get it repaired. Anyway, so no water for that whole day into the night. We got it back that night, but my goodness, one thing after another. So anyway, Nathan, it is a little crazy this morning in that this is the fourth Sunday of a fifth Sunday month. It is our next teaching show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. That's what's broken at the moment would be the connection between Walter and us. And Nathan and Walter are feverishly working to straighten this stuff out. So I'm assuming, Nathan, since I don't see Walter on my screen or anything, that you need a few minutes to work to see if you can work this out.
Yes, and if you could do me a favor and maybe type into the Zoom chat here Walter's phone number or send it to me in a text, that would be great. I'm not getting a hold of him, so that would be
oh, so now we've lost him completely. Okay. So we'll just tell now, just y'all, so we'll let you into the kitchen, let you know what's going on here while I'm getting on my phone and getting Walter's phone number for Nathan. We all zoom in onto this show, and Walter's back in Pennsylvania. And now that's interesting. Okay, in order with my setup here, Nathan, my keyboard is on the other backside of my computer. So I have to stand up and bend over my computer in order to type this number in. So will you please talk to everybody about something while I...
Sure. Well, why don't we just go ahead and...
a convolution here to get to type. So I'm going to type and you talk.
Why don't we just go ahead and talk about a little bit of what the weather has been doing, like we usually do at the beginning of the show. You know, we just had a crazy amount of smoke because of those Bolt Creek fires and more, too, going on over the foothills in central western Washington area. And, you know, that was actually a period of time where among all the major United States or cities in the world, Seattle was the worst air quality among them. And, you know, we were sitting in the AQI air quality index of about 250 to 300. So before, you know, we were just saying it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And now once you get into that, like purple and red zone, it becomes healthy, unhealthy for pretty much everybody. And a lot of people had mentioned or reported experiencing effects like maybe feeling like you had a bloody nose, but your nose wasn't bleeding. So thankfully we were able to suddenly flip that switch from the sun and warm weather to rain and highs in the low mid 50s. And boy, what a difference that's been, having that rain coming in on Friday, just looking outside the window. I mean, we have some cloud cover right now, which is kind of covering Seattle a little bit, but I can already tell that haze is basically gone.
Oh yeah, and I'm back down in my chair and have sent you the number. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've never, it's been a long time, I've been so grateful to have the rain yesterday. It didn't start till early Saturday morning here, but the good news is I got significant rain here. And I did work yesterday and went down to Kirkland to do a session, so I was out in the area. And when I left here midday, it was just dumping significant rain. And then it was lighter on and off. But throughout the afternoon when I was working and doing my session, I was next to windows so I could see what was going on outside. And it would rain really heavy and then sprinkle for a while and then rain again. So we really got a significant amount of rain. And I think, Nathan, it should have been enough rain because I heard that Stevens Pass got 10 inches of snow, for crying out loud. We really got dumped on, which is good, but I haven't heard anything specific about, except the news reports I've heard said there should be enough to put out the fires. Have you heard specifically if this is like put a blanket of snow on the Bolt Creek fire?
I haven't checked on that, but I can pull up the map right now and just kind of see what's being reported. It still looks like it's roughly the same size. And then, you know, there's more going on over in Chelan. Once you get to that point of the state, especially Chelan, you know, the mountains create like a rain shadow and the rain just stops right there. So it doesn't look like anything's really too affected right now.
I think the Bolt Creek fire, though, because it's between me and Stevens Pass, and we got totally dumped on here, and we're in the middle of a convergence zone, which goes out that direction, and Stevens Pass got 10 inches of snow. So I'm assuming the Bolt Creek fire had to get, you know, rain or snow on it, and it's got to have helped a lot. Man, probably not rain everywhere in the state, but we are a whole lot better off now than we were a few days ago. So we're all grateful for the rain. And it looks, Lathan, like the weather report is on and off rain the rest of the week. So looks like the weather has shifted. The drought is over. The smoke is gone. So that's all good news. Now we just have to technically get our guest Walter joining us, because he's been a big part of our teaching shows, because he's the one that triggered all of this with his book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, about his border collie, Lance, that was behaviorally so challenged, to put it gently. Anyway, so where are we with that? This, you want to tell us what's going on, Nathan? And I think, because you're going to have to check out for a little bit here, right?
Well, I just tried contacting that number you sent me, and it said it was disconnected. So we're going to have Walter unmute on Zoom and see how things are going so far, and keep things as they are.
Okay, so I'm looking again to check the number, Nathan. It is the correct. It is that number is the correct number. Is the number I have in my phone for him.
I know Walter said maybe he just got new internet and stuff like that. So I wonder if maybe it possibly changed his phone number too,
or something.
Sometimes you know phone networks and internet networks are under the same plan, so it's possible maybe his number changed as part of it.
Live show.
Oh, there
okay.
He is.
All right. Now we got Walter's audio. Walter, we can hear you. You're on the air.
Hey, Walter.
Okay. It's asking me, good morning. More importantly than anything, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Now, before you start talking about what's going on with your computer, are you going to silence Nathan and you and Walter work on this for a while and I'll get us started with prayers and affirmations, or what are we going to do?
Well, I can just tell Walter the phone number right now, so he can just call the station phone number.
Okay.
If you're ready to write that down, Walter, or do you have that already?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 425-373-5527.
And without boring the audience, it is asking me to type in the meeting link on my phone.
Okay, yeah, let's we'll take care of that later. Just go ahead and call the phone number.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so Nathan and Walter are going to do this off the air, and hopefully when they get done, we'll have a good connection with Walter so we can continue with the show. I am going to get us started now while they're doing that. At least we have established the fact that it's be raining out here, and we're all happy campers with the rain. And if you haven't been around when I have started the show, we often don't get to it immediately, and sometimes we're a half an hour into it before it gets started. But today, since Nathan and Walter have business to take care of, we'll go ahead and start without them. And to honor the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and then I've got a bunch of affirmations that we do together. And just so you know, participating in this part of the show is optional for you. You are welcome to join me in the prayers and the affirmations and repeat them with me out loud or silently. You can use the affirmations and so forth during the week at home, like I do. And I know a lot of you out there, because I hear from you, I know you use the affirmations too. They're very powerful, and that's why we do them here. Some of the affirmations are for us personally, and some are for us as an animal world collective kind of family. We do them for all of us. So I'm going to get started here with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go with that. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now for us human animals, a little longer, St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, that's our prayer section. Now, get into the affirmations. And these affirmations, all of them have been contributed by some member of our animal world family in one way, shape, or form. This first affirmation is comes from through me and my Ananda spiritual family, and one that I found really, really dramatically and energetically changed my life when I started doing it on a daily basis. And we do this one for ourselves. And I'm going to say it out each affirmation out loud three times, and you can join me if you like. Here we go with affirmation number one. everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Oh, all right. And by the way, and because I don't remind you very often, we do these affirmations because I know without question in this lifetime that thought directs energy. Energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the books on the power of positive thinking and all of that haven't been written for no good reason. So we are powerfully, very powerful with our minds. And we're just beginning to understand how powerfully creative we are with our minds. And so when you focus your mind with the right intention, it makes a huge difference. So this affirmation number two comes from Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. And she works, when she works with humans, she often gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going after the session. And this one came from her doing that on the show. And so many people found it so powerful. And I got told about it so much, I started doing it, shifted my life. So here we go. This one we do for all of us as an animal world family. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from the Ananda Italy division. And I love this affirmation. It's a great one to get you in the right frame of mind to go out in the world with all the contagion stuff going on around, to have you go out in a feeling of health and well-being and spreading health and well-being. Is a great way to do it. So here we go with this affirmation three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty then. This next affirmation actually comes from Natasha Venter. She's our medium, animal communicator, and personal awareness coach and general psychic person. And I'll tell you, this one significantly helped me adjust and be in better balance with all the crazy energy going on. And I now do a lot of these affirmations, and especially this one, I don't just do for myself anymore. I do them for my animals as well. And it's helped them. So here we go with this one. And we do this, you know, for ourselves, but also for our collective. I am grateful. And well, no, I'm sorry. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty. Now we conclude, or I conclude this affirmation ritual we have here with the Ananda Warriors of Light spiritual rich affirmation here. And this being the most powerful of the bunch. And while we do this, we're sending the love and the light all around the planet. And hopefully we're making a positive difference. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, now to conclude this group of affirmations, Dr. Nell's contribution and favorite part. So, you know, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. And of course, you're trusting the affirmations and the higher power and the connection and all that good stuff. And oh boy, we're all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And Gally, looks like Nathan has his headset back on and is back with us. So Nathan, how did it all go?
Looks like we got him able to be on Zoom with his cell phone. So we're going to just check on that real quick during the advertisers. And I believe we should have Walter all set to go once we're all finished with this advertisement.
All right, since we have officially started the show and we're ready to go there. And you typed me. So Walter does, in fact, have a new phone number. So I will have to change that as well. Okay, so we are going to then stay with the schedule and take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're excited to tell you about the changes for 2022. Conscious Talk will now be broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll share Conscious Minutes Tuesday and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KKNW and on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Fridays, and listen for our Conscious Minutes on KKNW and AM 880 Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I would swear that every planet in the universe is in retrograde right now. It just seems like it's one thing after another. And today for us, it's technical difficulties getting Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and my usual our partner in crime here on these teaching shows. And so we had Nathan and Walter had a lot of tap dancing to do behind the scenes here and switching out all of Walter's equipment and all of that. But I think we have them. We have everything straightened out here. And rather than the phone or the computer, Walter's zooming in with us with his phone. And I had to say, it's a strange view. We are seeing Walter, but he looks a little scary. And he said, "Well, after all, it is October and Halloween coming up." So, with kind of the atmosphere around him where he's at and the lighting, it looks a little creepy. So, I guess that's it too.
Martha, may I interject?
Sure.
I tend to take on a look of terror when I'm involved in things technological.
Ah, that would be it. Okay. So Walter's currently terrorized by the technological issues that we've been having here. But I think, Nathan, we have things pretty straightened out here. And
just about as good as we're going to get it, I think.
Well, Nathan, you get extra applause today for stepping up, and you do such a great job, because we were literally 2 minutes to airtime and everything fell apart and we had no connection with Walter. So it's like, okay, 2 minutes. but that's live radio, and that's why we love it. Ooh, that's why we love it.
Speaking of connections.
Yes, speaking of connections. We haven't had this issue since I changed equipment. And
remember the movie Poltergeist?
Is that how about we say we leave the Poltergeist alone and away and all of that? Come on.
Okay, I think it's good now. Oh, still a little clicky. All right, Martha, I think you're good now.
Nobody breathe and nobody move. Anyway, sure appreciate y'all hanging in here with us, and hoping that you're appreciating live radio in the technical sense, snafus. So let's see. We did hear from our advertisers, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and his healingministryforanimals.com. He's our best and practitioner, neuroenergetic balancing, and has the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available. And he can work with you in person, over the phone or Zoom if your equipment's working, or on the phone. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you would like to chat with Dr. Nels about how he can help you or your animal friends, you just have to go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, type in your info, and tell him you want to talk, and he will arrange a phone call. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the world we live in. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get interviews on the phone and link on the website. And we promise to keep it technically together for you. So if you'd like to join us after the show, give me a call, or you can shoot me an email anytime. animalworldlive@hotmail.com is our email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty then. So I think we are ready to go here. Now, just a little follow-up before we start. And once you know, the first thing on my kind of alerts, we don't have any recalls or anything that like that in the last couple of weeks that we need to talk about. But, you know, the big stuff going on for us right now, of course, is the weather-related issues. And, you know, Walter, we've had a really unusual fall in that, you know, we had an unusual spring, and we didn't have a spring. It rained and was cold all through our normal spring. And then summer happened and it got really hot and lasted for a long time. And then the rain dried up and we didn't get any rain. And we've had absolutely, the weather we've had hasn't been anything at all close to what we would normally get out here. And we've kind of had a drought going on, and we haven't had rain for weeks, really. And so it finally shifted as of like yesterday, and the temperature went down and the rain started. And so all of a sudden, from going from dry, dusty dirt dry for weeks, it's now really rainy. Well, that, Walter, out here causes a big problem for some of our dog friends. So a lot of the lower breeds or the more sensitive models don't really like to go out in the rain. Okay. Our dogs get spoiled and all of that. So just a heads up to y'all, if you are not on top of it, realize that especially with the breeds that tend to have issues with house training. So, you know, Walter, when I talk about dogs and house training, there are some breeds of dogs that are generally noted to be pretty easy to house train that you typically don't have lots of problems with. And then there's the list of dogs that were behind the door when house training skills were handed out, and they tend to have issues getting house trained. And those would be your dachshunds and your chihuahuas and chiweenies and the smaller breeds and a lot of the mixes. But short-haired dogs. Now, doesn't mean that larger breeds of dogs can't be weather sensitive. They can. It's just more common with the younger ones. But what will happen is, and sometimes it goes back to when they're puppies and we're house training, you know, and you're very ritualistic with puppies and you take them out to the same place, you know, and coach them to and praise them for going potty outside and come back in. Well, when we're raising a puppy, the weather's really nice. We're happy to go out with them and okay, let's go outside and go potty and oh, good, go potty and all that stuff. But if the weather, if it's cold and wet and rainy, we generally don't like that either. And dogs are monkey see, monkey do models, especially young ones. So you got a young puppy and you're saying, oh, geez, it's rainy, it's wet, it's cold, I don't want to go out. Come on, dog, let's go. Well, then the dog goes, well, no, it's rainy, it's wet, it's cold, and I don't want to go out either. So the way to handle that is, especially when you're raising puppies. So if you're raising a puppy right now, you need to be going out with them to do their bathroom stuff. And I know several people that are raising puppies right now. I'm friends of mine are raising puppies, clients of mine. I just saw a puppy yesterday, mini Australian Shepherd yesterday. And so it's very important that the worse the weather is, the more important it is that you go out with them. And this would be even with adult dogs that are sensitive and don't like to go out in the rain and were maybe challenging in getting them house trained to begin with. You want to do a refresher course every fall. So when the weather shifts like this and it gets cold and wet, then you need to start going out with your dog again temporarily for a little while going into this colder weather. So when it's really yucky, you've got to have a good sales pitch. Because remember, I've told you about dogs. You got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of anything. So none of this, oh, get the umbrella, it's rainy, come on, let's go. You got to go, oh boy, it's raining, woohoo, oh boy, it's raining. You can get a really high-value food reward, only needs to be large enough to taste, but put a little piece of a high-value food reward in your pocket before you go out. Oh boy, it's raining, woohoo, oh boy, it's a storm, oh boy, let's go potty, oh boy, it's raining. You have a good jollies, good pitch, go out with your dog. When they go to the bathroom in the rain, you give them that high-value food reward right on the spot. then go back in the house. You don't reward them when you get back in the house for going outside, or you can really mess up the detail because they then won't, you know, anyway, it's not rewarding the right thing. So high value food reward on the spot when it's raining, and you go out with them with lots of jollies until you get your dog acclimated to the cooler, wetter weather, and they're okay going out on their own. And with puppies, you go out with them every time, but the worse the weather, the happier it is and the better the association, positive association. Does that make sense, Nathan and Walter?
Sure does.
So now I don't know about you back east, Walter, because you're in Pennsylvania, but you've got big weather swings and shifts back there too. So what's going on in your neck of the woods weather-wise?
Well, I would say for me, Mother Nature has been very kind lately. Because I had a book signing two Saturdays ago and yesterday, and both of those days we had that proverbial Indian summer kind of day. Low to mid 70s, sunny, just perfect weather. During the week, we've dipped down into the 30s on most nights now.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you're getting much colder than so if it's getting that cold, see, that would be another reason for you back on the East Coast to be going out with your dogs, especially the sensitive models, just to reinforce that it's a positive thing and a good thing to go out to the bathroom in the rain or the cold temperatures. And of course, you can get sweaters or raincoats or jackets for your dogs, and many enjoy that. I also say, you know, if you're going out, if it's rainy like it is out here, and you go out and you get wet, when you come back in, have a ritual that you towel off and rub up and dry off your little dog friend when you come back in. And that can be a positive part of going out in the rain, because they get a little rub down massage and dried off when they come back in. So just make sure that you're paying attention and reinforcing the positiveness of going out in the poor or cold or wet or yucky weather through the winter, so your dogs stay house trained. All right. Now, the only other thing I'm going to mention is, that Nathan is here. Stacy is not with us today, as she normally is not, because we haven't been taking phone calls with the Walter shows. But just so you know, she did touch base with me last night, and she is back from Hawaii, and sending her mom off with lots of love and beauty. She sent me photographs from, you know, the service and the memorial and pictures, and well, absolutely beautiful. But keep her in your prayers, because, you know, when she was over in Hawaii and her daughters were with her and the family and all of that, but she had to be the mom of her kids and kind of the guider for the family and making all the arrangements. And so she was kind of the alpha through the process. And now that she's back home, and, you know, the sadness of what she's been through, and any of the rest of you that have been through, you know, the normal state of affairs here, if you're in a human suit on planet Earth, is you outlive your parents. And so we all end up usually having to say goodbye to our folks, because, you know, they pass before us. And I don't, you know, losing my mom, gosh, one of the most challenging experiences of my life. I mean, there's something really special about our relationships with our mom. And I'm feeling a lot, because seeing the pictures of Stacy's mom's services and the flowers and all of that, it took me right back to, you know, saying goodbye to my mom and sending her off with love. And so send her love and support while she goes through her grieving process, because now it's her turn to walk through the grief. And she's doing a marvelous job. So Stacy, we love you, and we look forward to seeing you again next month. And speaking of Stacy, though, we got to watch Pit Bulls and Parolees together last night on our phones. We were texting back and forth. And, you know, my favorite animal TV shows are Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, but his season is over and all of that. Now the new season of Pit Bulls and Parolees just started last night. And my gosh, I've decided now that Tia and her family and this rescue show about these pit bulls and parolees is like the Dr. Jeff of rescue work. It is an absolutely outstanding show. And they're running marathons of the pit bulls and parolees on Saturdays now and through the evening. So I get to watch several shows Saturday evenings when I'm doing this show prep. And a lot of them are the older shows and reruns, and it's kind of fun to see those and watch the progression of the Villalobos rescue, pit bull rescue. And they also have a wolf sanctuary in Texas. And there was added a new wolf dog to that situation last night on the new shows. And I've particularly enjoyed, because you know the title of the show is Pit Bulls and Parolees, and it's the biggest I think pit bull rescue in the country. They have like 200 to 300 dogs in their facility, and the other thing that they do is Tia hires parolees, as she says, because nobody else will. And the shows I've particularly enjoyed recently are the ones that have focused on the parolees and the individuals that come and work there and their backstories and what happens to them. And my goodness, I'm going to tell you, this is a really good show for everybody to watch right now. We have such anger, judgment, hatred going on in this country, and so divided, and so many cultures that we just don't understand each other. Listen, watching this show and seeing the stories of these parolees, because usually always people of color and so forth. I don't know. It's helped me significantly in understanding people that live different lives than I did and that I do. And I think it can be phenomenally educational and awakening to many people. So I highly recommend it, not because of what you learn about pit bulls and an incredible rescue that does just phenomenal work. How the one daughter caught this wolf dog that they had been called in to rescue that was, you know, loose in a neighborhood. And it was amazing. She got this dog, how she did it and watching it, I was blown away. She actually got this dog to go into a wire kennel by itself. That was amazing. Anyway, it's a great, great show. You'll learn about dogs. You'll learn about rescue. You'll learn about picking the right dog for you. And you'll learn a lot about people. And it will help you understand people and open your hearts to a lot of this. So Pit Bulls and Parolees, you find it on Animal Planet. All righty then. So we are, that's all, everything I've pretty much got on my list other than doing current events at some point during the show. But I think we are ready to pick up where we left off. So we've got to take care of advertisers and get that taken care of. Then we'll come back and kind of check in for where we left off. Our last teaching show in August, and talk with Walter, and then we'll get started.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Alrighty then, I think we are ready to get started with this edition of our teaching shows. Now, this all started with Walter's book, A Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and that was the story, Walter, of you rescuing Lance Border Collie, and who had a horrendous life of abuse and was chained and caged, you know, and beaten, and how significantly this dog was beaten and abused. You didn't learn till after you had rescued him, which I think you didn't rescue Lance till he was like 10 years old, right?
That's it.
And
he was outside for 10 years.
And because of, you know, all this horrendous abuse that he'd had and beatings and all of that, he had become a pretty volatile border collie and was very difficult to handle. And Walter, you kind of befriended him after you were, you know, jogging in the neighborhood and see him. And I think you met the woman that kind of tried to help taking care of him and brought him food and stuff. But eventually you ended up getting the dog, and that triggered the book of stories. Lance is absolutely amazing. I was surprised when we had Walter on the show. I had to really look at and make sure the guy's still alive. I mean, he and this dog did the dumbest stuff together, and you know, they barely got through it by the skin of their teeth. And so the book is exciting, and it is kind of, you're just shaking your head the whole time. And oh my God, why do these people have? It's amazing what people will put up with sometimes for dogs, but. Reading the book, it of course triggered all kinds of things for me as a behavior therapist and trainer. And I think you wrote this book, what, Walter, in 2002?
2016.
Like, pardon me?
2016.
Oh, 2000. You got Lance in 2002.
In 2000. I got him in 2002.
Right. You got Lance in 2002. The book came out in 2016. But what I realized in reading, Walter had gotten Lance in 2002. Now, in 2002 was 20 years or so after I'd been following the work with Dr. Al Plechner, and he published the first definitive book on the Plechner syndrome and the underlying endocrine immune imbalance that underlies most chronic disease and illness in mammals, and particularly the extreme and irrational fear and aggression type stuff. And we were really just starting to treat cases, and I'd worked with it for about 20 years with Dr. Al, but we now had a definitive way of diagnosing and a treatment protocol for this imbalance. And so when I read the book, I was thinking, geez, if Lance had been out here on the West Coast, here in Washington, and we could have connected at the time, I could have been really helpful to Walter and Lance, and we might have been able to make significant progress with Lance's behavior stuff. Well, that triggered that. Why don't we get together on the radio and why don't I start teaching everybody all this stuff? Because we couldn't always diagnose and treat this imbalance. And so for 20, 30 years, I had to deal with the dogs that had all the symptoms and the signs of this extreme and irrational aggression and so forth and figure out ways to deal with them. So that's what's ended up happening here is that I've been kind of just taking you through all of the things that I teach on private counseling sessions with people and how I turn these dogs around and teach them what they need to know. And we've been going through that process. And I forgot to count how many shows we've done so far. Do you know how many shows we've done so far, Walter?
I'm going to say 6, maybe 7. It's been a few.
Yeah, it's been a few. I don't think it's been that many, but yeah, I don't know. I was going to say 4 to 6, but I'm not sure. And I think Nathan's poking around here. He might have an answer. at any rate, we have now gotten into, you know, we covered all the general stuff and we did general behavior, and then we did food and reading labels and how to pick foods, and then a lot of the physical medical stuff and supplements and helpful things like that. And then we did all the communication stuff. And then recently in the last few shows, I've been taking you through kind of some of the exercises that I have people teach their dogs, or the things I have them train or teach their dogs to help curb behavior problems in one way, shape, or form. Oh, so is that 7, 5, 6, 7? I'm counting the fingers on Nathan's hands that he's holding up. So you were right. We've done 7 shows together. You were right. Wow. Time goes fast when you're having a good time. And so now we're kind of getting towards the end of the list of the general kind of exercises that come into play all the time in private sessions. And so I think we're going to be able to finish that today, as long as this doesn't start happening again. Whoops.
Well, it seems like that fixed it.
Well, you know what I did? Unintentionally, I pulled out the cord to my headset.
Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, well, I plugged it back in.
Okay.
But I pulled it out by mistake. So I wonder if that's the cord that's... I wonder if that's the one. Well, we'll try that again. I'll plug and unplug if it starts again. So, well, welcome to live radio. Okay, so I think we're going to be able to, Walter, to finish, you know, the kind of these general exercises and so forth today. And once we get through all of that, before we go to specific case histories, start breaking all those things down, we're going to talk about Lance and what we could have done back then and all of that. So let's see. I think where we'll start off is what I had talked about doing this time. We've got to do good games versus bad games and all the kind of games and stuff you can play with your dogs to lead to good behavior and teaching good patterns. But I want to finish up first with some of the separation anxiety stuff, because we started to get to that last week. Remember the last show, Walter and Nathan, when I talked about the emotional comings and goings when people leave and come home, and how that really can upset the apple cart of our dogs, and that most destructive behavior as a result of separation anxiety happens within 30 minutes after the owner leaving or within 30 minutes of their anticipated return. So we talked about how to extinguish those hysterical emotions, comings and goings, and with a 15-minute home return where you ignore your dog when you return. Do y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, by chance, did either of you practice 15-minute ignore with your dogs this last month or so?
I do.
I have to confess. I have to confess I didn't.
Okay. So Walter's a crummy student. He's not following his instructions. But Nathan said he is. So Nathan, you're doing it a little bit.
I am, though. There is a problem. My mom keeps saying, come on, say hello to Abby. Say hello to Abby. And it's like, I'm just doing what Martha said. You know, when you first encounter Abby after waking up or coming home, you know, get yourself settled in first. Do what you need to do. Then, oh, hi, Abby. You know, when she's not so crazy.
Right, because you want to avoid them because they will, you know, they anticipate rituals. And so if you come down the stairs or you come home and say, oh, I'm so glad to see you and all that sort of stuff. Well, then you're going to have a dog that gets absolutely, you know, peel them off the wall brand crazy every time you come home or they see you for the first time. And for a while, that can be fun when they're little and cute. But for 10 or 15 years, and when they get bigger, it usually is not fun and cute and it begins to bother people. So it's a good idea to take it out early. So you're doing a good job, Nathan. You just need to educate mom. And Walter, you need to try these things.
I never was a good student.
Yeah, well, and that kind of is evident in the book, you know, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, because Walter and Lance would get off the beaten path all the time and do absolutely really stupid stuff. And like I said, how they survived is remarkable. And now that I'm thinking about it, Walter, I don't know how much I could have done to help you and Lance now after I'm thinking about it, because you wouldn't be a very good student, obviously.
But you know what, Martha, I have to tell you, back then, especially initially, we were looking for someone that would help us with him. And eventually we gave up looking. And that's when I just went ahead with my craziness.
Okay, guys, you got to know what we're dealing with here, because we're doing the show via Zoom. So Nathan's in the studio, Walter's in Pennsylvania, I'm in Monroe, Salton. And we can, you know how you get your Zoom screen and all three of us are on the screen? Well, Walter's now using his phone, not his computer, and he's got it propped up on something. So now what's happening is that he'll be talking away and we're looking and we're listening to what he says and his phone falls off. So it's like he falls off the planet. And I don't know, it just cracked me up. Okay, well, we're in our... Something's in retrograde in this universe edition, and looking at the clock, we are out of time for our first hour, and so now we have to gear up for the exercise and dancing portion of the show, and that'll be good, because now we'll just start off the next 2 hours, going to be all teaching, except for a little current event somewhere along the line, but just hint, hint, there's nothing new. Okay, then, so... this is not like prayers and affirmations to begin with. You don't get to opt out of this part of the show. Dancing is required because we've been too sedentary and it's time to get up and move in and getting our juices flowing and get us exercised and energized up for the day and the week. And so we're all going to get up and move around, and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up on the way. And while we're bopping around, getting some energy and exercise going, we're going to send the love and light all over the world, everywhere it needs to be. And think of peace and harmony everywhere. All right. So I energize up with the yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. Stay right where you are. More with Walter and behavior teaching and training straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.